You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next up is Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. And today, we're going to a forest. Let's find out who's making that noise in this story from our archives with reporter Hannah Kingsley Ma.
Here's a personal first. I'm staring directly into the face of a one-eyed lemur, willing it to speak.
Thanks for stopping by and visiting the lemurs of Lemur Forest. And be sure to stop by our other exhibits.
All I can hear is a lawnmower somewhere off in the distance, the cries of seagulls and the rustling of nearby squirrels. So, not exactly worth the price of admission. It's like this lemur knows I'm waiting for it to make a sound and is taunting me with its silence. But then, the clock strikes 10. The San Francisco Zoo opens its gates to the public, and lemurs are released into the enclosure. More lemurs start loping out. Some black and white ruffed lemurs, some ringtail lemurs, seven different types live in this exhibit. They start talking to one another. Lemurs are primates, small ones roughly the size of a raccoon. They're nimble, scrambling up a tree with the use of their hands and feet, big bushy tail waving in the air. They have these funny wide eyes that make them look like they're always surprised.
And people are very surprised that an animal that size creates such a loud sound.
That's David Boyshin. He's vice president of animal care at the San Francisco Zoo.
They chorus. When one animal vocalizes, the rest of the group joins in. The rough lemurs live in a dense rainforest, and animals that live in a forest like that, where it's hard to see, often communicate with sound.
Boyshin has a soft spot for these guys.
I think they're very forgiving. I think they're very unusual. They're gentle. I mean, they can be very tough on each other. And that's natural history. That's how animals are. But in general, you know, we go in with these animals. They're not dangerous. They're very accommodating of us. And they follow our rules. They play by the rules. And we give them lots of freedom because of that.
At a zoo, we're used to seeing animals in cages, separated by thick glass or a chain link fence. The Lemur Forest exhibit is open. The lemurs have the lay of the land. From an elevated wooden deck, you can watch them clamber up high and hang out on wide nets, all on top of each other in one big lemur cuddle puddle.
If I were a zoo lemur, this is where I'd want to be.
One of the lemurs takes a wild leap from a branch. The crowd, an assorted group of preschoolers on a field trip, goes wild.
Look at that! That's like, it's like, it's like,
look at that!
I mean, it's like,
make fun of those ringtail lemurs, they actually do that.
Yeah.
The lemurs, they have a lot of character. People like them. And Boyshin thinks that charm serves a greater purpose.
You know, there's a powerful story to tell here.
These lemurs were bred in captivity, but in the wild, they're only found in Madagascar. The island is home to an amazing array of animal and plant species, but it's also experienced rampant deforestation over the last century, endangering a lot of the wildlife that it hosts. There are more than 100 lemur species, and over a fifth of them are critically endangered.
If anyone comes to see this exhibit, they should use it as a springboard to learn more about Madagascar and about conservation in general.
They are considered to have evolved earlier and separately than monkeys and apes. In the wild, they can only be found in Madagascar, where they live in groups similar to what you see here. It's not unusual for lemurs in the wild to live together or near other types of lemurs. So what you see in Lemur Forest is very natural.
So is what you hear. The lemurs don't vocalize often. But when they do, everyone looks around in total surprise, trying to figure out what that sound could have come from.
Those are the animals that were making the noise?
Yeah. Kind of like loud seals, like yapping, kind of like on a beach or something.
Kind of like a hamster? They don't seem to make any noises.
I would have thought of a bigger animal would have made that sound.
At their best, zoos are places where we get to check out animals we might never get a chance to see otherwise. But they're also a place for us to examine our own relationship with wilderness, what ways we impact it, and what influence we can have. So it makes sense then that in a space like this, we're both part of the conversation.
We're talking to you.
For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Mott.
Thanks, Hannah. That story was originally produced in May 2016, and you can find more audiographs that feature sounds from around the Bay at kalw.org.